Most honored instructor Toksan stood in the classic Wuzhir pose of contemplation, his flat eyes staring holes through the expanse of diagram before him. After long moments, broken only by the fidgeting of nine hands of Wuzhir youth, he inhaled, his great chest filling like an ancient waterskin.
"Ikrul," he drawled, his tone mild.
Yes?
"Ikrul, I have a question for you, and I am in the unique position of having to ask such a thing in the open, despite the sanctity of estimation and accuracy here in the classroom."
He flashed her a hardening of his upper lip, making each deep blue hair stand upward for a single, hopeful moment. It was, Ikrul knew, almost approving. Almost. Two of his forearms lashed out in a blur, and each hand gripped a green marking stick. Green being the color of Wuzhir inaccuracy. Wrongness. Stupidity. In bold strokes, he continued to draw, turning the careful diagram of a modified water wheel into a parody of engineering. It was a forest of green, the lines wild and angry, crossing main points, stopping, then looping back to mark them again. Ikrul was not only wrong, she was also, according to Toksan, spectacularly wrong. Ikki's hearts froze. "Mother will be." She stopped the thought dead. No matter how cold her mother could be, her father, for all his gruff ways, would lift her up without fail. She inhaled slowly and let her eyes drift around the room, but not at her instructor, to assess her chances of exiting the situation with some honor. "Oh," Ikrul sub-vocalized, summing up her growing discomfort with one brief noise. No one else made a sound, except for the members of Ikrul's Sepetu, the traditional grouping of nine used to shape Wuzhir youth into something beyond wild laughing animals who loved tearing apart all things intricate and elegant. Of the nine, six distrusted Ikrul, one detested her bumbling presence, and one watched her with guarded eyes. That last Wuzhir, Dajwar, had his eyes averted, mindful of drawing attention during the collapse of Ikrul's academic career. Failure might be contagious. Toksan warmed to the moment, finishing with a flourish as all four hands made bold marks that converged on the rotational point, an innovation that Ikrul had agonized over including. That single idea, which saved 15% or more in drag and degradation, was buried under green ink and rendered as little more than a painful joke. Toksan turned to Ikrul after crossing all four arms in the unspoken sign that the lesson was coming to an end.
"As to advising you about this effort, I can only state that you may have had more success using your hands rather than your feet."
Ikrul looked down, her ears flaring into heat at such an insult. Despite being young, her enormous feet stuck out from the school uniform that clung to her legs. Shoes were not allowed, but leggings were required, and the tight, bright orange pants marked her as nine youngest, a place of little success in a society that prized age and wisdom over innovation. The orange legs narrowed at her thick ankles, clashing hideously with fitful tufts of medium blue fur that covered feet as wide as oars. Ikrul said nothing, her jaw so tight she felt a tooth move.
"Nothing to say. To defend this excreta, this insult to your nine?"
Toksan pressed. With a theatrical sigh, Toksan waved to a small place along the classroom's inner wall. It was meant for contemplation. It was a place of shame,